about the call and what God is going to share with us today. So at this time, I am going to say welcome, and I turn the call over to our host. Are you there, Sister Tiffany?
I am, Robin. Thank you so much for spiritually feeding us and greeting us on this Wednesday morning where we are. It is better if we all work together. So we thank you for that tag for this morning. And we know that we are better because the Bible says when two or three come into agreement that he will be in the midst. So we welcome God. We welcome your presence and your anointing and your power on the line this morning. I say welcome to each of you who have dialed into the TMC call. We are so grateful to have each one of you. If you are visiting us for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. And we pray that you will continue to dial in every Monday through Friday. On behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, I welcome you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, because without Jesus, we would not be able to get on the line this morning. And see, the mission statement for this call is that your lives will be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you begin your day here on the TMC call. See, here over here in California where I am, it is still dark outside. But you know what? I am excited about Jesus. Why? Because he kept me and he allowed me to wake up into a new day. And so I will rejoice and be glad in it. See, the scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we thank God that we're able to bring our prayers up to him. And see, I am so grateful that God works in Kairos time, because see, our timing will just mess some stuff up. But God's timing, oh, when he shows up, he shows up right on time. So we praise God for his presence here, and we thank him because it is all about the master here on the TMC call. And if you are visiting for the first time, don't feel that you have been left out, because all of our messages have been archived on our website, and you're able to visit that website at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to be a prayer intercessor, and we are calling the men out, we are calling the men out, we are calling the men out. See, because we know you brothers out there can pray just as powerfully as we can. So if you would like to be a prayer intercessor, if you would like to just help us with this call, if you just want to say, hey, you know what, this call is blessing me, you have a prayer request, send us an email, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themasters without the apostrophe, morningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to you. See, we are all connected by a phenomenal Christian multi-level marketing health and wellness business known as Ardyss International, A-R-D-Y-S-S International, which is founded by the D.S. de Leon family. I thank God for an appointment with Ardyss because truly it has changed my life and it's changing lives, and I am meeting so many phenomenal people. And we are working together. We're out there doing those two-plus experiences a day, you know, putting people in the body magic, letting them try the products. We're hearing powerful testimonies, and we're able to go out there and share that. So you know what? If you are not tapped in, you still can be. The opportunity and the door is still open for you. Tonight is Wednesday, so make sure you are on your corporate call. Make sure you're plugged in and tapped in. And if you're not, get back to the person who invited you to this call and find out what this awesome company is really about. So no longer am I going to delay the time, but I'm going to ask Willa if she would come to the line right now and open us up in a word of prayer so we could get the woman of God up with the message from the throne room this morning and we could go ahead and begin our day. Are you there?
Yes, Tiffany, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The floor is
praise
yours.
God. Together we everyone accomplishes more. I'm going to read Ephesians 4:12, and if someone overpowers one person, two can resist him. a cord of three strands is not easily broken. So, Father, we just thank and praise you for putting us in remembrance of that this morning with our tagline, Together We Accomplish More. Father, together we are better together. Father, we thank and praise you that even not only are we better together, but we are even excellent, beyond better with you, because you told us in your word that you would give us the power to do above and beyond all we can ever ask or think, according to the faith that is at work within us. So, Father, we thank and praise you that not only are we better together here on earth, but we are better together when we plug into the word of God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we come to you this morning thanking you and praising you for this opportunity to get plugged in through the master's call, the TMC. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who you put on their heart, Lord, to start this call, to give us a venue to plug in to hear the word of God. Oh, God, bless them mightily indeed. And continue, oh, God, to be with Dr. Vanessa. Strengthen her, Lord God, we pray. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and the mission that you have her on and the passion she has to do the things that you have called her to do. We thank and praise you for Artists International, oh, God, for the Diaz de Leon family. Continue to guide their thoughts, their thinking, their footsteps in Jesus' name. Put them in places of favor wherever they go, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you for the messenger who will bring us the word this morning. We thank you that you have already downloaded a rhema word for us to hear. Oh, God, we thank you that you have blessed her and that she would give it just like you gave it to her, and that we will be fed and nourished so that we can be a blessing to someone as we go out this day. Now we bind Satan in the mighty name of Jesus. You have given us the authority to put him under our feet, and that is where he is in Jesus' name. Every airwave, every transmission of this call is clear. Everything will go forth, oh, God, with excellence. And we just give you the praise in Jesus' name, because the blood of Jesus runs through these airwaves. It runs through the phone lines. It is all well. And we thank you for the message and the messenger. And we thank you for each and every person who came to be with us this morning to hear what thus says the Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Willa, for opening up the call in prayer. God bless you, and we thank God for you. So at this time, make sure that you have your pencil, your notebook, and your Bible, and you are ready to hear what thus says the word of the Lord. Our speaker for this morning is no stranger to this call. She hails from South Carolina, and I just thank God for her presence. She has been working this board on this call, and I'm telling you that is not an easy task, but I thank God for her every single day, and I thank God because she is willing. She's a mother. She's a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. She is teachable, and she is coachable. She is my sister here on the Master's Call, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to bring to you at this time none other than Tammy, T-A-M-I. I, as we call her, last name, K-E-E-L-S. So if you want to connect to her on Facebook, you can. So that's why I spelled her name. But today I am asking my sister to come on to the line. And as this song says, we need a word from the Lord. We need a word from you, Lord. We need a word from the Lord. Speak, Lord. So Tammy, speak to us. Allow God to speak through you, that you would speak to us. Come to the line right now. The floor is yours.
Amen, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for that warm and kind introduction. I really appreciate you, and you have been such a blessing to me here on the Master's Call. I just want to say thank you so much to you. I want to thank this morning, certainly, Minister Robin, my mentor, who God has just given me and has really blessed me to be able to get to this point. The Master's Call has been, oh, my God, such a blessing. And certainly Minister Willa, a powerful prayer warrior on this call, aligning the heavens this morning and clearing the airways so that we can receive what the Lord has given to me, which is a blessing. I thank God certainly for the founders of this call, the Master's Call. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, and certainly she has helped to stretch us and allow us to grow and just allow the Lord to work through us and do the things that she's seen in us that the anointing has allowed her to see. And I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts for the opportunity now to work with her personally. It's such an honor, and I want to thank them for this opportunity to stand before all of you, the Master's Call, the faithful listeners that we have here to hear a word that the Lord has given me on this morning. And, of course, before I speak to you, I have to say thank you to my Heavenly Father, oh, God, for waking me up this morning. Thank you for putting this word in my belly, oh, God, that you chose me is such an honor, Father, and I thank you for that. Now, Lord, I open my mouth that your Holy Spirit may speak. Father, I am just a vessel. Use me as you please. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So this morning, Master's Call family, we're going to continue on the series. I believe that the Lord is going to allow us to wrap this series up on today. Oh, we're so blessed by the series that he's given me. Come get your blessing. Your setback is just a setup. You still have time reaping a harvest. And let me give you that title again. Come get your blessing. Your setback is just a setup. You still have time reaping a harvest. Now, this is a complex title, has many parts to it, but the Lord broke it down for me and let me know, why did I give you all those things? Because those are the keys. Those are the things that you need to unlock the blessings that I have for you. God is our Father, and we told you that. He wants to bless us each and every day. He's looking. His eyes are going to and fro on this earth. He watches over us from afar. But he sees everything that we need. He's never too busy. He's never like we are. We're hot. We're cold. Sometimes we like you. Sometimes we don't. But God is not like that. Hallelujah. He chooses whom he wants to choose to bless. He blesses whom he wants to bless. And he does that all faithfully. So he gave us some principles that we learned. He sent me to the book of Ruth that I've been studying this year. And what a mighty book this book is. My God, my God. The principles we told you about, just to recap, faithfulness. We learned about faithfulness and how Ruth was so faithful to her mother-in-law, Naomi. We certainly learned about kindness because she showed this kindness faithfully each and every day. She was kind to Naomi. She didn't become tired and weary and well-doing, but she continued to persist. Oh, she showed integrity. She didn't take anything without asking. She asked permission before she went into the field. Oh, everything that she did, she sought the advice, oh, God, of the one who was in authority over her. Oh, God, and then she had the protection, oh, God, because she didn't know this God for herself, but she had to see this God in Naomi. Hallelujah. So Naomi must have represented the light that Jesus tells us all to represent. And as a result of all of those things, oh, did she learn about prosperity? Oh, yes, she did, all because she was blessed in the end. But not only was she blessed, but her faithful, the servant of God, Naomi, was blessed as well. So certainly we learned about blessings in the book of Ruth and submissiveness. And we talked about submissiveness on the call the last time. Those are two that I added. My Bible study Bible is the NAS, the New American Standard. And that's where I get a lot of them from. But don't think that that's the only place. Because when you open that Bible, when you open your mind to God, he'll give you your own revelation. He'll give you your own insight. And he gave me the insight that I saw in Ruth, the submissiveness and obedience. Because certainly she had to be obedient in order to get in position to get her blessing. Amen? So as we move forward, the first part of the title, God said, well, come get your blessing. So that's an action. God said, you have to do something. You want me to bless you? I want to bless you. He said, but you got to do something. Oh, God, I'm going to let. He says, I'm going to let things come into your life. I'm going to let you have trials and tribulations. He said, but now you can sit there and you can let it overtake you, or you can get up and you can listen to the voice of God. He says, I'll put you in position to receive on the end. He says, if you go through the trial, I'm going to bless you on the other side. Oh, God, but he gives you gifts. He gives you talents, he said. I'm going to give you everything that you need pertaining to life and life more abundantly. And the word tells us that. So beginning with come get your blessing, he lets you know that you got to take action. So what was the issue? What was the issue that they had to do? They had to go get their blessing in another place. Amen. The place where they started out when they had husbands who were their providers, Naomi and Ruth. They had provision through their husbands. But then in the place where they were in Moab, oh, they went there because there was a famine in the land prior. When they got to Moab, everything was good, amen? They were provided for. They had the spouses there. They took care of everything that they needed. But that didn't last long. The Bible said that not only was the father killed, or was that he died, but the sons died for Naomi as well. So all of the provision that she had dried up in Moab. So what happened? Oh, this was a bad time for the people of Israel. People were doing whatever they wanted to do, and God was not pleased. So he punished them with a famine in the land, in Moab. So what did they have to do? Oh, every provider is gone. Now what am I going to do, sit here and perish? No, Naomi was a child of God, and she knew she had to seek her father's face. So when she did that, he gave her instruction. He told her where to go to get her blessing. Amen. So she got up and she said, let me get out of here and get to Jerusalem, where my father is feeding his people, where he's blessing the land. But before she left, she wasn't selfish. She wasn't selfish. She recognized that her setback was the death of her husband and her son. Her provision was gone. Oh, but she looked to the Lord. And he said, if you move over here, I'll take care of you over there. But she was dead. She was desperate. She was so overcome by her situation, she could not see the blessing in front of her. But she wanted to do what was right. So she advised her daughters-in-law, you go. Go to your country. Go to your home. Go to your land. Surely, surely, young people, you will find a husband. They will take care of you. They will provide for you. But these young women, oh, they said no. But one of them meant that no. God put it in her spirit for Ruth to stay with Naomi. Oh, she ended up being the blessing. She ended up being more blessing than the two sons that Naomi had. Well, we're going to tell you about that when we get to the end. So it says, come and get your blessing, your setback. It's just a setup. You still have time reaping a harvest. So as we go through that and we see what the comeback was, what the setback was, and now we see what the setup was and how Naomi, Lord God, was so overcome by her situation, she changed her name, but she didn't realize the gift that was there. Because when Ruth declared that she would not leave her, that they would not be separated except to death, oh, that was the blessing. And God says that if you allow the people that I bring into your life to bless you, if you would just be obedient, if you would just listen and hearken to my voice, he says that I'll take you through it. He requires you to move where he tells you to move and allow yourself to be obedient to those, oh God, who are in authority over you, so that faithfulness can come into play, that kindness can come into play, that integrity. And if you do all those things, you're going to have prosperity and you're going to reap that blessing. So, and when you have all of these characteristics, God said that, what are you showing? You're showing love, the agape love that he wants all of us to have. And then so we looked at the setup. That setup again was the death. Okay, and she was overcome by that, but she didn't stay where she was. So she moved on, and this is where the time comes in. When she moved on, she had to understand that this lady was not playing. She meant what she said. She was going to be faithful to Naomi. She was going to go. Ruth was decided, and she decided in her mind, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. But maybe she didn't know that it was God calling her to do it. The book isn't clear about that part, but I tell you what it is clear about. She was determined to be obedient. She was determined to go where she needed to go and do what she needed to do. Amen. She didn't worry about what was going on around her. She didn't worry about what people were going to say. She didn't worry about any of those things, because the Bible says in Isaiah 55:9, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So let him lead you. Remember what Dr. Vanessa said. Someone around you could be your Jehovah Jireh blessing. Amen? So when you allow yourself to be faithful to God, when you allow yourself to hear the voice of God, that setup is going to become a setback for you. So what happens is Ruth becomes that Jehovah Jireh for Naomi. Amen? She even becomes, the Bible says that when we go back and we look at Elijah in 1 Kings, Elijah the prophet was told to get up, get away from here, and go to the brook of Cherith. God commanded the ravens to feed him there. Now, what do we know about ravens? God says that ravens are selfish. And he tells us in his word in Matthew that, you know what? He said, even if, look at the ravens of the air. He said, they do not sow, nor do they reap, nor do they gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more than they? Oh, God says, yes. Even if I will bless the stingy, even if I will bless the selfish, you know that God will bless even those who are sinners. He will use them. He says, how much more would I do for you? If you will just come, if you will allow me to bless you, then I will. He says, just come together. What do they have that are more than you? You don't need to focus on that. When you focus on me, he says, I will help you. When you help your brother and your sister, I will supply your need. If you will only keep your eyes on me, then I will make them bless you. Amen?
God will even make your enemy bless you because he has rule over man. And then he told that to King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel. He showed him that I am the one that is in control, and I use whomever I wish to do the will of the God, what to do the will of the Lord. What they have or what they're doing, you don't worry about that. So Naomi didn't have to worry because Ruth was faithful to her. She didn't worry, and Ruth was there consistently. Ruth didn't say, well, I don't have time to bless you. She didn't say, well, I don't know what to do at this point. When she got there into the new land, she went to work straight away. She went to work, and she did what she could do. And then she did the thing that she knew how to do, the gift, the talent that God gave her. So that's where the setup comes at. And then you have time. She didn't say that, oh, I could go and get another husband, or they would take care of me. But no, she didn't do that. God blesses whomever he pleases. And Ruth could have left her, but she was drawn to her, and she showed her love and kindness and loyalty. Ruth was a Moabite woman. She wasn't a Jew. But God used her just like he did Rahab, the harlot. God doesn't say we have to be perfect or we have to be the best at everything. He has no favorites. He says if you'll just come, get your blessing. Your setback is just a setup. You have time. And when you do this, you're reaping the harvest. So Ruth didn't worry about her position. She didn't worry about her title. She didn't joggle or worry about what someone else was doing. She just did what she could do. She put her needs aside, and she put them before the needs. She put her needs aside and put Naomi's needs before hers. It didn't matter what others were thinking. It didn't matter what they had or what they were doing. She gave up her time, and that was the gift that she provided. Going into the fields, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to do that. We understand that, but it's hard work, and she had to be faithful in order to do that. And then she did what she could do in the natural, and God put his supernatural on that. He put his supernatural on it. So when there are things that are hard and you have to work and you don't understand what's going on, you just be faithful to the word. Just be faithful as Ruth did. She listened to the person who was in authority over her, and she guided her and led her. When she didn't understand, the word of God led them where they needed to be so they would be in position to reap that harvest. So that's why when you can work and work and work, but you have to be in the work that God has called you to be in. If you get in position, then you will see the blessing of the Lord. So when Ruth worked hard, Boaz's servants reported that to Boaz because they were watching. And again, we were taught that someone is always watching. They're always noticing. Because Ruth took the time to bless Naomi, God provided Boaz to bless her. This is how she was reaping her harvest. The fields didn't belong to her. She had to go into another to do this. When she went into the field to glean after the reapers, remember she didn't sow anything there, nor did she reap anything there. This was someone else's field, and she worked for Naomi's benefit as well as for her own. It would have been easier for her to go off and become married as the custom of that time, but she didn't do that. She put the loyalty before. She put what God had asked her to do. And that kindness and that faithfulness, that integrity that we noticed, that was noticed by Boaz, caused her to be blessed. He prayed over her. God put in his heart to bless her. And in Ruth, if you look in book 2, in chapter 2, verse 8, it says, listen carefully, my daughter. Do not glean in the field of another. Furthermore, do not go from this one, but stay here with my maid. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Indeed, I have commanded the servant not to touch you. Oh, that's the protection of God. Nobody could come in and touch her. When you are thirsty, go to the water jar and drink from the servants from where they draw. So Ruth was overcome. She says, Lord, why is this man blessing me? Oh, God, why are you showing me favor? I am the foreigner in this land. But he said, you have come to this land, and then you find the protection under the God whose wings you come under. Oh, God, he said, come and get your blessing. The setback is just a setup. You still have time. And when you bless others, you are reaping a harvest. Ruth didn't become weary in well-doing. She was consistent, and she showed the integrity. She stayed in the field where Boaz told her to remain. She submitted to him. And again, that's what we're telling you about that scripture. You have to be submissive to those who are in authority over you. Do not grow weary. That's Galatians 6:9, okay? In due season, you will reap if you faint not. So when Naomi told her to present herself, it was probably strange to her, and we're going to wrap this up. But God said that if she had followed what Naomi told her to do, she would reap this harvest. She didn't compromise herself or sin, but she was obedient to those customs. It probably was strange to her. Didn't make any sense. Maybe it was different than the leadership that you've had before. But hallelujah, if you will trust them that are in authority over you, God says that I will bless you through that. I will bless you when you bless others. So Ruth ended up being better to Naomi than seven sons, the Bible says. And God fulfilled his promise through Ruth. So God says, come get your blessing. Go to the place of his provision, because your setback is just a setup. And when you do, you have time to reap this harvest that God has for you. So while you're on this trip to your transformation, say to yourself, I still have time, okay? And God isn't late with his promises. 2 Peter 3:8-9, we just want to remind you that he's giving everyone space and time to change. So God said, come get your blessing. Your setback is just a setup. You still have time reaping a harvest. We pray that this message has been a blessing to you on today, and we thank you. Back to you, Minister Evangelist Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for that powerful message today. To God be the glory. Come get your blessing. You have time. Your setback is your setup, and it's time for you to reap your harvest. If you've missed any part of this message, the replay number is 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code that you use to dial in. Once again, 712-432-1085. You come to the line and seal this message. Just call out in prayer at this time.
Can you hear me, Tammy?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Father God, we thank and praise you for that awesome word we had this morning. Come get your blessing. Your setup is just a setback. We still have time to reap the harvest, Lord. Father, but I like the word that says come. That means we have to be faithful. We have to do something, Lord. So, Father, we just thank and praise you that you have given us the faith. You've given us the power to come, just the faithfulness to come to you. And so we come to you right now, Lord. But before we come asking for anything, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, oh God, and just help us to be like you, oh Lord, in our thoughts and our words and our deeds. Oh, Father, give us the fruits of the Spirit that we need to live by. Father, we ask, oh God, right now that you be with Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh Lord. We thank and praise you, Lord, for her leadership. We thank and praise you, O God, for where you have her in Artists International and the other things in her life. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the passion, Lord, and we just thank you for she is the ambassador, Lord, of Artists International, Lord, the one who sets the standard, O God, by which we are to operate ourselves. Father, we thank and praise you that standard is founded on the word of God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for how you raised up Papa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, for, oh, hallelujah, how you ran your nail-scarred hand up and down his body, and you are no respected person, so what you did for him, you can do for others who are on the prayer list. Father, we thank and praise you for Mama Josie, oh, Lord, Weatherspoon. Father, for touching her body, and we call it done because you said to call those things that be not as though they were. So that blood pressure, we're calling it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift up those who have lost loved ones. Oh, God, we just pray for our sister Benita right now. Father, that you will encourage her, that you will be everything she needs you to be at this time as she is mourning the loss of two friends, oh, God. But, Father, we know, Lord, that you are the comforter because you told us that you would not leave us alone, that you would send us the comforter. And, Father, you told us in your word that when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessings will I will bless you, and surely I will multiply you. So, Father God, we just thank and praise you that the blessings that you have rained down upon your children. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have rained down on Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Father, we thank and praise you, O God, that her body is being renewed. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that she has stood on your word, that she has gone by Galatians 6:9. Don't grow weary in well-doing, but in due season we'll reap a harvest if you don't faint. So, Father, that's where we all stand. We know, Lord, that we come against challenges. We know, Lord, that we come against some circumstances, but we're not going to faint. We're going to hold on to your unchanging hand. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight, because we know when we do that, You said we will reap a blessing when we don't think. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the TMC call. We thank you, Lord, that it has caused us to be a part of what helps us to hold on through our day. And let us not just hold on to it for ourselves, but let's share it with somebody else that we might be a blessing to them. We give you all praise. We give you all honor. We give you all glory. We love you, Lord. And we just daily seek to please you. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Willa, for filling us out and closing this prayer out and call. We want to still invite you all to participate in a campaign for our dearly beloved evangelist, Gwen Beatty. Remember to visit her website and look at what is there on the website at www.fillabottlesavealife.com. www.fillabottlesavealife.com. I'm going to ask our ambassador, Dr. C.K. Roberts, is on the line this morning. I would like to ask her if she would come to have closing remarks at this time. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
I can, loud and clear.
Thank you so very much for hosting this morning and for our prayer armor bearer, Sister Robin, Elder Robin. I understand that she is a minister in her church. And I thank God for the word of God this morning. Tammy, your word was just for me. It is for me. Because, you see, Ruth was a widow as well. And, girl, I'm telling you, come and get your blessings. Your setback is a setup. And you better know I was not back, not just setback. And I still have time. And so I thank you for that word. It really ministered to me in a very real way. Thank you so very much for seeking the Lord for that word this morning. I just want to say that on tomorrow, which is Thursday, we're going to have Testimony Thursday. We have had several calls requesting that we not wait till next week for those testimonies which were in the queue. And so, Jackie Henderson, I saw that you were in the queue yesterday, and I want you to know that you're going to be first tomorrow. You have 2 minutes. Everybody who is going to come on will have 2 minutes except the special. Well, Jackie, you give me a call so that we can see, because the person who has, we have a couple of people who have some real powerful testimonies. And so just give me a call, and we will work this thing for tomorrow, work the call for tomorrow. We do thank God for Pastor Vanessa's report. I spoke with her, and her father is doing much better. So we thank God for that. And when he's doing better, Mama Josie is doing better. And so we thank God, and I know it makes it easier for her. So as we prepare to go out this day, I say go out knowing that working together makes everything better. We need to all work together and know that God has something for us and somebody for us to talk to today and share light with. I love you. God bless you, and have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye for now.